that he gave his only Son, so everyone who believes in him might have eternal life.
The responsorial psalm is taken from the Psalm 137. Especially phrase number 6 is very interesting. It's very meaningful. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. Yes. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. So, not silence. Eh? That means to say, we have to speak out. You see? That's so true. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. This little kid never forget about God. Only we forgot about God. When we have no light, we keep silence. This night is not external lights. Lights of the heart. Pope Francis once says, we seems we are looking for Christ, but most of the time is Christ looking for us. We say we search for the Lord. But the Lord searched for you for a long, long time. You seem to walk a long way. Christ walk much longer way to look for you. Do you agree? Christ is the one who, like in the parable, he will leave down the 99 to look for the lost sheep. Do you believe that you are the lost sheep or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
So little voice, eh? This part? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. That's unison. It's true. Those who got most graces are the sinners. We thought we are sinners and we are far away from the Lord. That's not true. Those who from time of Jesus, Mary Magdalene, he was considered a prostitute. And he's the one chosen by the Lord, the first witness of the risen Christ in the gospel. Before the death of Jesus, the thief on the right hand side asked Jesus, remember me when you go to paradise. But Jesus told him, tonight you will be with me in paradise. This thief, he's not a good man before the court. Otherwise he won't be condemned to die on the cross. He was the first one to enter paradise. You see, in the heart of God, heart of Jesus, no one is belittled. We are afraid, so we keep the distance. That's not love. Except there's no light in you. Light means God is love. He is with you, in you, for you. He is Messiah. God be with you. Many times we doubt that God doesn't love you as much as love the others. That's not true. Many times difficulties make you stronger. Weakness is a strength of the Lord. The cross is a strength of the Lord. For pagans, cross is a cursing thing. But for Christ, it's a loving article. Through it, he saved mankind. His love, through it, he shared his love with us. He just let us know, I experience all sorts of pain of a human person in himself. He knows you. He just assures you, you are never forgotten. So this verse, let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. Many times forget about him. We just look things of the earth. But Jesus says, don't serve two masters. There is only one master. We serve too many masters. I'm not telling you not to work hard, eh? But first things first. Seek first the kingdom of God. The rest will be given. If you don't have the heart, whatever you do, no meaning. If you don't have love, no meaning. Love of God means patience, accepting. Even today, Jesus is mentioning the serpent. By the time of Moses, many people are bitten and killed by the serpent. And God asked Moses to make a bronze serpent. Those who watch at it will be healed. That's what Jesus meant himself. He is the one who nailed on the cross. Those who look at him, not only merely look physically. Look means the heart. To touch it. You see, after the death of the on the cross, the first person who admit he's son of God is who? A centurion, a police officer, a kind of sinner before the people. He's the one, he kneeled down. This is the Son of God. You see, Jesus come on earth for everyone. If you consider your sinners, thank God. Only sinners, they appreciate the forgiveness. Only those proud people, I've wrong. Only people wrong. You, a hypocrite. Everyone needs God's forgiveness. That's why one of the thing conditions, don't judge. Leave God to judge. You could, if something wrong of others, you can give a good admonition and pray for this person. Not to speak evil against that person. If we wish him well or him well, pray, pray, pray. Last thing, our prayer is not just word, not verbal. If heart, the beating is silence. We speak most, we listen less. So we need an ear to hear God's word in silence. Only in silence you can hear the word of God. That's why so many times you come to church and go out, you forget what is everything. Because you didn't attend the mass with your heart. Why? Low silence. Silence, it doesn't mean deaf. Silence means be humble, listening, kneeling under the cross, watch the Lord, and stay there. Be there. That's your prayer.